The BC Legislature's ethics watchdog ruled August 30 that an NDP cabinet minister did not break the conflict of interest law after a charity that bought her husband's land received a major government grant. Lorne Dorkson, the BC Liberal MLA for Cariboo Chilcotin, complained in late June about Land, Water and Resource Stewardship Minister Jody Osborne. George Patterson, the husband of the 2020 elected, Mid-Island Pacific Rim MLA, sold his Tofino Botanical Gardens last September to Makeway Charitable Society. In April, Osborne announced the organization, formerly known as Tides Canada, received a $15 million grant through the Healthy Watersheds Initiative, HE, program. Minister Osborne was not involved in the decision to make the grant to Makeway instead of Real Estate Foundation of BC, and did not take any steps to influence staff in making that substitution, Conflict of Interest Commissioner Victoria Gray wrote in her August 30 decision. Minister Osborne's participation in lobbying on dates including March 30 did not have any impact on the HE 2.0 grant to Makeway. Minister Osborne's participation in the public announcement on April 21 about the HE 2.0 grant to Makeway was not an apparent conflict of interest. Patterson sold Tofino Botanical Gardens to Makeway for $2.3 million in September 2021, sold all shares in his Coastwise Holdings company to Makeway for an undisclosed sum and entered a one-year operation and maintenance contract with Makeway through September 15, 2022. Gray wrote that Patterson's remuneration was not dependent on Makeway receiving the grant. Gray's report said Patterson rejected three offers, including one formal, because the potential buyers didn't want to continue the garden. He eventually made a proposal to Makeway with Eli Enns of the IISAA K. Olam Foundation. Osborne was Tofino's mayor in August 2020 when Patterson listed the property for $3.75 million. She became Minister of Municipal Affairs after the 2020 provincial election, joined Treasury Board in March 2021 and was shuffled to the new ministry on February 25. Just over a month later, on March 30, she met with Zita Botello of Watersheds BC, WBC, and lobbyist Karay Tull of the BC Watershed Security Coalition and BC Freshwater Legacy Initiative. The latter, Gray wrote, is an affiliate of the Makeway Shared Platform Project. While Osborne was provided background information to prepare for the March 30 meeting, Gray said it did not refer to Makeway. But, on or about March 30, staff explained to her that Makeway would provide administrative services to WBC to facilitate WBC delivering funding to Indigenous or Indigenous-led watershed projects. March 30 was also the date that Assistant Deputy Minister of Environment James Mack signed the funding agreement with Makeway CEO Joanna Kerr and Finance Director Danae McLean. Gray's report refers to Osborne's April 1 letter to Deputy Minister Laurie Halls. A copy of the two-paragraph letter, obtained August 24 via Freedom of Information, says, I am aware that Makeway Foundation has a relationship with the Ministry of Land, Water and Resource Stewardship. The purpose of this letter is to advise you that my spouse, George Patterson, has a contractual relationship with Makeway Foundation as an advisor to Nawayism Coastal Indigenous Gardens in Tofino, BC. The letter, however, contains no reference whatsoever to Patterson's sale of land and company shares to Makeway. The FOI disclosure included an undated document that states Osborne set up a screen with Halls to recuse herself from decision-making about Makeway. The ruling on Osborne was the first such investigation for Gray, a former BC Supreme Court justice who was appointed to the $250,000 a year position in early 2020. In an unusual move, Gray also used the report to tell MLAs that she has no jurisdiction to do what Dorkson originally wanted, which was to investigate a potential conflict of interest and provide a full accounting of facts. She accused Dorkson of causing confusion and delay in his original complaint. I do not have the jurisdiction to investigate a matter based on suspicion alone, she wrote. The Members' Conflict of Interest Act gives the commissioner power to conduct an inquiry, which includes ordering a person to attend, in person or by electronic means, to give evidence under oath or affirmation and to produce a record in a person's possession or control. Gray's report indicates Osborne provided letters and supporting documents only, instead of in-person testimony. Gray did reveal that she was able to inspect certain confidential Treasury Board documents. Dorkson did not respond for comment.